people, what's up? It's me.
And me. Hey,
and
folks.
No, I'm just kidding.
Welcome to the Performer of the Week episode.
I like these little separate episodes. They're fun.
Do you?
I do. Well, do and you? You're fun.
Is that I? You do or I do?
We do.
Oh, we
that do. Voodoo that we do.
I can't believe
we just did that. Who's your Performer of the Week, Luke? I went first last time.
My Performer of the Week is Tyler Christopher.
Oh, man, mine's Becky Herbst, so go ahead.
Tyler Christopher had an amazing week. The agony and the pain that he emoted, shall we say.
Emoted. See, you can say emoted, but you can't say, like, door. You crack me up. Go ahead.
That he showed over the death of Emily, it was just heartbreaking.
It
and then
was.
you have the fact that he and she have been together for so long, whether romantically or not, and there's so much history that was pulled on from those scenes. Mm-hmm. And then you have all the other stuff where the fact that he's a Cassadine and he's always scared of the fact that he's going to turn bad and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. It was just amazing stuff. He's so going to get an Emmy nomination for this.
At least, yeah.
Totally loved him.
I did too, but Rebecca made it for me, and I said this in the main podcast, that Tyler touched my heart, but Rebecca Herbst as Elizabeth ripped it out when she saw Emily and just laid across her and wept like her heart was never going to heal. I don't know. She just hit it perfectly. It was perfect. It was perfect. Because the fact that she couldn't save her, even though she's a nurse, and the look, you know, I have to give Tyler Christopher props too, because he thought, Elizabeth, fix her. You know, you could see it. And then when he realized she couldn't, it was a great scene. And I will say again, if Lucky were there, it would be a dang perfect scene, but it was darn good the way it is. It was. So kudos to both of them. Kudos to General Hospital, even though you're killing off Quartermains and we hate that. And speaking of, General Hospital was up this week by a tenth, I think.
Ooh.
I have the ratings this week.
Do tell.
Young and Restless fell. It's 3.8. Still number one. It's been number one since, what, God Was a Child?
Yeah, well, at 3.8, it's in trouble. That's the lowest in a really long
time.
That's
the lowest in a long time. Number two is Bold and the Beautiful with a 2.8. And same goes. Lowest in a long time. Number three at 2.2.
As the World Turns. It's been at 2.2 for the last umpteen weeks and coming at number three. The fact
isn't
that
sad?
It's the fact that you can be number three at 2.2, but then
sad.
It's sad, but at the same time, it's a testament to the fact that its fans are really loyal and are tuning in and aren't volatile.
And for a General Hospital to be fourth
at
a 2.1, there's something wrong, because General Hospital has loyal fans too, but they're leaving in droves, okay? There's something up, and killing off Quartermain is not going to fix it, guys. Hate to tell you. Anyways.
Well, let's put it this way. If sweeps are down that much this year between the writer strike and everything else, who knows? Maybe we'll be getting some new people in.
Maybe
I mean, General Hospital can't keep falling the way it is.
Remind me to tell you what an inside source says, and I have her name. I can't tell you on the podcast what it is, but just remind me to tell you this after
okay.
I get finished reading.
I'll edit this all out. Okay.
No, you can. I can say it, but I just can't say her name. I can tell you her name off air. Okay.
Oh.
Number five at a 2.0 is One Life to Live. Number tied for six at a 1.8 is Guiding Light and All My Children. And last is at a 1.7 Days for Lives. One person said, an East Coast actress is what has been quoted, says that with the writer's strike, the producers may have to start writing the show. And she said, I guarantee you it'll be better. I just laugh. And I know who this actress is. That makes it even funnier to me. So, not all of them are real upset about
the
writer's strike.
Let's see. There's four soaps on the East Coast. Two are on ABC. Two are on CBS. Is it ABC or CBS?
I can't say much, but I will say it's on an ABC soap.
Okay. Well, in that case.
When we go off air, I'll tell you who it is, okay? Anyways, but the performers of the week, I think, are really good choices. They're both from General Hospital. Still One Life to Live. Go figure.
Well, and did you have any honorable mentions? Because I did have an honorable mention, and as much as I hate the character, and I she just gives me the willies. Donna Logan on Bold and the Beautiful has really been, I mean, the actress has really been stepping it up in terms of her stuff.
Hasn't she?
Fun
stuff. I mean, this is stuff an actress just lives
for.
Well,
this is soap stuff that you just expect to have fun with. As much as I can't stand Donna, the character, I'm loving her at the same time.
Well, mine is James Scott, who did a really good job with the weeping and the anger and the hurt and sending Sammy away. I just thought he did a good job. He's just really, he shines in that role. And see him this week doing some stuff? Mm-mm. And he was hot. Hotly laying in the bed? Yeah, that didn't hurt either. Yeah, I'm shallow. Deal.
Now, did his legs move when he was, like, threw off the blankets and was hitting the bed?
I didn't see his legs move. Did you?
Well, I was wondering if you thought his legs did or not, because I was trying to think.
I think his body moved, and it made his lower body move with it. But no, I didn't see his legs move.
Okay.
Not independently, but he blinks a lot.
Would you quit that? Seriously.
You love it. You love it. So.
And be sure to tune in this week for our top 5 idiots countdown.
Speaking of Luke,
we're talking about our top 5 idiots in daytime, not on this podcast.
Because there's only 2 idiots on this podcast. Well, guys, have a great week. We'll see you next time.
So long, folks.